today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
I deserve to be dead. And I wonder, do we ever get that ourselves? Because many of us in this room never tasted desperate in terms of having to stand before court or our life was threatened. So because we're that doing that, pride rises up to say, I don't really need to repent. When was the last time involuntarily you decided to just come to the altar and lift up your hands? When is the last time that you came to the altar and got on your knees? When is the last time you bowed before the Lord with a heart, a contrite heart, really sorry for the things that you've done in your life when you know better?
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Psalm 51, part two of a message that I started this morning. I was going to do another word, but I have to come back next week with it because this will be part one and two. Psalm 51, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins are always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil. Evil, if you reverse it, is the word live. Living your life, your best life without Christ is evil. And done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Verse 6, behold, this is how we started our ministry. You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. The verse we launched our Truth Revealed Ministries on. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my transgressions, my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Come on, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous Spirit. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Have mercy on me. Oh God, I repent. I'm dealing with a message of repentance. We're dealing also with cultivating an open heaven, cultivating heart light, or light. That's the name of the series, Light in the Heart. I believe prayer needs to take another level, or needs to go to another dimension in our church. That there's not enough moisture of prayer that is going up from the men in our ministry and from families. Ladies, a whole toe in the line, but God wants us all to begin to seek his face. Today's message is entitled Open the Way, Part 2. Open the Way. I believe when we pray, subtopic barriers are removed. And I believe God wants us to have a barrier removing prayer life, so anything obstructing the open heaven will be cast away and moved out of the way so we can receive what God has for us. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So open the way. I believe when we repent, Abatha occurs in the hearts of God's people. Be opened. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this time together. And as I teach, I pray for a revelation that we would not look at repentance as a foreign word, but we would integrate it into our culture, into what we say and what we practice and do. Humble us, especially those who feel like they've never done wrong, or maybe because we've never gone to jail, or because we have an education, or because we've really mastered the privilege of privacy. Father, all have sinned, fallen short of the glory. And we should integrate a repentant heart, Lord, every day. So thank you for that. That penitent spirit, that broken and contrite heart, you would not despise. Have your way. Think through me. Speak through these lips of clay. And we will receive praise, even your chastisement. We glory in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our confession of faith, this is our Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I choose to agree with the word of God.
And I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance.
Contrary. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me.
Through the word of God, which abides in my spirit.
My mind is renewed.
My heart is receptive and ready to receive.
I can't quit. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, clap your hands for your confession of faith over the word of God. I am thrilled to minister the word of God to a people of God that's ready to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I just really believe God wants me to minister on repentance. We dealt with prayer. Coming out of the school of prayer, the Lord spoke to my heart that I need to teach on prayer. So all summer long, I'm going to be doing it. Well, some would say, well, I didn't come to church to talk about prayer. Well, you need this message. Believe me, it's going to bless your life, because if you're not communicating in any relationship, it's dying. Let me say it on this side. If there's no communication in any relationship, the relationship is suffering. It's being killed. It's dying slowly. Every single day that there's an absence of communication. So this is something that you have to open up. You constantly have to speak. You have to talk. You have to share, lest it dies. If you say, well, I'm not a talker, well, start talking. Open your mouth and start sharing your heart. Start with small increments. How are you doing? How was your day? Are you okay? Start right there. Hopefully it will open up some dialogue. And you need to ask God, God, how are you doing today? Welcome, Holy Spirit. I hadn't talked to you in a while, but I need to speak to you. I need your help today. But before I ask help, thank you. Because glory follows gratitude. I've taught on the prayer of worship and adoration. It's very important for us to be worshipful. We also talked about the prayer of thanksgiving. Glory follows gratitude. Today we're dealing with a prayer of repentance, and it's entitled Open the Way. All under the series of cultivating heart light. Your soul needs light. It's not supposed to live in this earth without luminosity. Your soul needs to have light, lest creatures start occupying space. Where there is no light, mold starts growing. Where there is no light, mice starts moving. I'm going to help you. Where there is no light, roaches start crawling. Where there is no light, snakes start occupying and multiplying. And we don't need creatures in our heart multiplying daily because we're not praying to God. Heart light is essential for your survival. When is the last time that I heard you say, when is the last time that I heard you say, Lord, shine a light? That was Stevie Wonder. Shine a light in my heart. We like the ribbon in the sky, but when did you ask God for light in your heart? Not to show you what they did. I'm talking about where your heart is. If you're not talking to God, there's no shift. There's no light. We need to cultivate that so God can open the way through repentance. And everybody under the sound of my voice needs to repent. It's not something that we do just to get saved. If you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Repentance is a part of that. Confess, repent, believe, receive. But you also have to do that daily. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've hurt us. Why would he put that in a daily prayer? Because we all have flesh that we deal with. We got a soul that needs light. And if you don't turn it on, creatures multiply. Offenses love to connect itself with each other. Without you saying a word, what happened to you 6 years ago will connect to something that happened today, and you will link it all together. And if you don't have a heart of repentance, it will build up and create a chain reaction. That when triggers happen, all of a sudden everything is black in your life. Everything is wrong. Everything is dark. There is no light at all. And God wants that to change. Can I get an amen up in here? God wants us to become more grateful so glory can fall. He wants us to be able to worship with no obstruction above our heads. He wants an open portal, glory to God, so he can download something. And we got some blocks. We have some obstacles in our way because we haven't talked to God. And when he removes it, you'll see the light shine in. Psalm 51 is not something that if I was God or David, I would want to be written about his major sin. Not only did he sin, but he also killed the husband. Very bad move. He didn't repent. He was a man of repentance. He just kept going on with his day. How many of you know if you keep doing wrong, all of a sudden you just go on with your day? You be partying all the time, party all the time, party all the time. And next thing you know, it doesn't bother you anymore. Come in, do your little duty. Wear your white gloves vicariously. Make sure you welcome the people and smile and shake and go and shake it. Shake it when you get home. You done shook so much, you done shook it all loose. It don't bother you anymore. You can worship, prayer, pray, this is pride, and then all of a sudden go and do what you do. We don't see you get irate until somebody else does it. Because we got the privilege of privacy. We did it, but nobody knows. So we don't feel like we need to repent. And some of us only repent when there's consequences. You've been doing it for a while, but nobody knew it. But when you get caught, you want everybody to pray. You know how many times I get calls for people to pray, 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 Bishop. for me, my child, my issue, my so-and-so. But when's the last time you prayed or your child or your so-and-so prayed? Never. You know why? Because we constantly coddle that. When they make, it's okay. No, but if God don't say it's okay, you can't say it's okay. And God says all of us need to come to the fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. When Nathan came to him, he said there was a man who stole another man's sheep. He had all of these sheep, but he looked at a man and saw his sheep and stole it. David said, whoever the man is deserves death. Nathan said, but you are the man. Isn't it amazing how we can see everybody? When you change the scenario, we can see how they need to go to jail. They need to be caught. They need to sit down somewhere until it becomes yours. As soon as your child caught up, all of a sudden, oh my God, I can't hardly handle it. And we got to get to the point where all of us, God's people, black men and white men, hallelujah, rich and poor, bond and free, male and female, Jew or Gentile, needs the blood of Jesus. Come on, Martin Luther King. Oh my God, I believe God. When David heard, you're the man, you just pronounced it, you're the king, and whatever you pronounce comes to pass. He's worthy of death, David said. He was actually giving himself a death sentence. So guess what he does? He writes Psalm 51. Have mercy. I deserve to be dead. And I wonder, do we ever get that ourselves? Because many of us in this room never tasted desperate in terms of having to stand before court or our life was threatened. So because we're that doing that, pride rises up to say, I don't really need to repent. When was the last time involuntarily you decided to just come to the altar and lift up your hands? When is the last time that you came to the altar and got on your knees? When is the last time you bowed before the Lord with a heart, a contrite heart, really sorry for the things that you've done in your life when you know better? Right now, people are bringing me alcohol again. So the Holy Ghost is touching people that's drinking secretly, and they're bringing me their bottles of liquor and wine. I'm going to stack them up here, 80-something bottles. I got Ciroc. I got Grey Goose, the big bottle and the small one. I got almost all of the Crown Royals still in the case. I didn't break the seal. Jack Daniels, Cavassier, Seagram 7. I got them all. When people get delivered for some reason, they bring me the liquor. I was preaching in doing a revival in a church up north, and I was talking about, I bought a bottle of Jack Daniels in the revival. I said, Jack will jack you up, right? And I pulled it out, and I was about to break the seal, and the Holy Ghost said, don't do that. The spirit will come out. Because alcohol got a spirit. Some of you drink it when you want to do wrong, so you ease your conscience. And then some of you drink it after you did wrong because you want to soothe your own spirit. And then some do it just to get by. Hallelujah. I had a bad day, Bishop. Well, the Bible said, be not drunk with wine where there is excess. I ain't trying to hurt you, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. For some reason, people are bringing it to me. And I was preaching, man. I grabbed that bottle of Jack Daniels, and I was walking down the aisle. And when I got close to this deacon, he was looking at it, and he started shaking. And so I put it close to him. He's sick. I put it close to him. I said, I thought it was the Holy Ghost at first, but you know what it was? He was looking at that bottle and said, man, my God. Touch your neighbor and say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Stop pointing at your sister and your brother, your mother and your father, but it's me, O Lord. Well, Bishop, I'm over 70. It's still, you still need prayer. Abraham had children after he was 90 years old. We still need prayer. I had to rebuke a man here who was in his 70s, and he was sitting on the second row and he was staring at the dancers. I said, man, close your mouth. Put him in my office. I'm watching you, man. He was staring at him, but it wasn't that kind of, it was the kind of stare like he'd been staring at the wrong thing way too long. So I asked him, did he have a problem with that? He said, I've had a problem all my life. You need to get that straight. You're not here to stare at the women. Any lady that let a man in the ministry stare at you and you get aroused by that, get there on the altar and repent. You like that because you don't get no attention. All of it is seduction. And that spirit of seduction will mess your life up. Get your head together. If you're going to do it, don't do it because they're looking at you. Do it because you say, I want to do it. Stop it. I'm preaching, man. Oh, God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression. The longer we live with God, the more stronger we should be. But don't trust your flesh. Let me say it on this side. I didn't get no amens over there. I said, don't trust yourself. Put no confidence in this flesh. The reason why God have mercy on me is because I repent daily. If my father didn't get saved, I don't know where I would be. I'm worse than he was. I can think, I calculate. He didn't know. And I'm the express image of my father's person. I'm the brightness of his glory. So whatever was in my father has magnified in me. So maybe he would get angry and get quiet. I get angry and I seethe. He didn't know how to hug mama. So when he hugged mama, it's a little quickie. Nick said, let me show you how to hug. So he hugged and he kicked his leg up. I'm going to show you. You don't know how to hug. Nick is the express image of what he couldn't do. And you all got something in you. And if you let it run rampant, it will take you to hell. It will be worse than your parents. Every generation gets worse. We're doing things that our daddy and mama didn't do. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. A lot of people get upset with what I preach. But your 8 and 9 year olds are watching full movies. And nobody seems to cry out. We are giving condoms to our 11 and 12 year olds. I just know they're going to be real. No, you have to teach them to straighten up their heart and to stop watching certain things. Because once you unleash this to them, it's hard to gain back innocence. Actually, it's impossible. That's why I come against any kind of spirit against kids. I come against any kind of spirit that's trying to mess up kids. I come against anybody that's dealing with young kids. Your spirit is wrong. Get your head together. Nobody's trying to hide you anymore. That stuff is exposed, and we're not going to let it happen in this generation. You don't have nothing to repent for. Repent of you not checking out your children. You want to be friends with them. No, you got to be parent to them. Put that down. In our household, we started with a rotary phone. Rotary. Not a rotary. With one phone in the kitchen. We didn't have phones in every room. At a certain hour, my daddy said, all TVs are off. Well, one TV in the house, really, in the living room. Nobody had a TV in their room. I'm trying to talk about, you think I'm old, but I'm telling you, just a generation before you. I was in high school, we didn't even have central heat, central air in Brevard County. That didn't happen until I turned 16. It was miserable during the summer. We didn't know it because we would live that way, man. This is how it was. Everybody had to go to the kitchen and get on the phone in the kitchen to talk. It wasn't no, okay, I got my own room. I can text who I want to text and talk all night. Yeah, what's going on? What you doing? We had to go to the kitchen. Nick tried, when they changed and got a phone that was a wireless or something like that, he tried to take it in his room. Wait, where's the phone at? There wasn't no get by, nobody. I got my own privacy, get out of my room. No, every room was open to the parents. You ain't paying no bills, you don't have no privacy. That's how that works. Things have shifted now. We give 9-year-olds an iPhone and we leave them to themselves. Now, what would you do if you can look at pornography when you were 9 at 7-Eleven and nobody said that? You mean to tell me you would have sat there and said, I'm not going to look at it? Or would you have explored it? Whatever God said don't touch, guess what men touch? Right. It's worse when it's a child, because the older you are before you're exposed to knowledge, the longer or longevity you will have as you move forward. When they're able to do it at a young age, their longevity is less. So the younger you are when you start having sex, I'm telling you, you won't bond right. Perversion is easy. This is what's happening across the country. This is why we need to make sure we look at our daughters and our sons and preserve their innocence as long as possible. It's harder today because now they have privacy. They can develop their own relationships. Have you ever checked out the Instagram? Have you checked out TikTok? The tick to the tickety tick tock. Have you checked it out? You got a problem with me, but sit your behind down and let God cover you. I know what I'm talking about up in here, and I've been saying it since it opened up, and people aren't listening. You can talk that noise all day when a girl can walk around men and don't feel nothing. Look at them square in the eyes. It means they're exposed, and they need to understand that I know.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
Ready, set, save. Florida's back to school sales tax holiday has officially begun. From now until August 20th, you can shop smart and save big with tax-free deals on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories. TR North hosts prayer every second and fourth Friday at 6:30 p.m. Join us on August 14th and 28th for a powerful time of united prayer and connection. For more information, email trnorth@truthreveal.org. Awaken Women, mark your calendars because the 2026 Awaken Women's Conference is coming September 25th through 26th. This year's theme is Manifest. Get ready to unlock your faith, step into your purpose, and embrace your destiny through powerful worship and life-giving messages. Don't wait to secure your spot. Head over to the Truth Reveal app or register online today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.